It is good to see our people in here and also the extended ministry our Redeemer's United Church, United Methodist Church has in here, Scout Ministry. And then this is amazing ministry we are being part of through their ministry too. There is not my ministry and your ministry. It is our ministry together. Sharing the facility is not the issue in here, but it's sharing the ministry we are focusing on in here. The story we heard from the scripture reading today is a very famous parable, a very famous stories. If you've been in church many times in a length of years, you would heard these parables a lot. But usually this parable is titled as the prodigal son's story. It is a story of the dysfunctional family, to be honest with you, composed of the wayward son and dutiful elder brother, except of the father who gushes with the compassion at the expense of the reason, not to mention justice in here, and a silent mother who does not even show up in the story. And of course, it is really not fair to call the story of the parable of the prodigal son. Prodigal meaning is a wasted moment, a wasted son. But that is to limit too much the focus of the story because it is also the parable of the elder brother and the parable of a waiting father and also perhaps of the silent mother as well. Where we're located in the story will determine so much of what we hear is saying. Because the story is about a family with a problem, I'm not so sure how many of you, your family, has no problem. And this is a typical family problem that we do have in our journey. And I do believe that each one of us, the family we have has some issues here and there too. If you agree with me, say yes. Yeah, I do have that too. But I'm not going to open it up the dirty laundry at the worship service right now, as you are like that. But this family was opening up their dysfunctionality in the public setting through the stories, the mouth Jesus offered to the people in Israel. Because of the story is about a family with the problems, and we can find our way into through more than one of its principles. If we put ourselves in the shoes of the prodigal son, the younger one, and we will get a different story, different lessons. If we put ourselves in the shoes of the elder brother, we will get the different stories. How about the father? How about the mother? We oftentimes, this passage was read through the eyes of the younger brother or the father. We rarely hear the story of this parable in the shoes of elder brother. Jesus' parable of the father and two sons is a development of a storytelling tradition of Israel stories about a father and two sons. The first one is the story of Adam's two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain was offended at his younger brothers because God favored him more. So he killed his younger brother. Woohoo! Killing stories right there. This parable has the story we just heard from the Gospel of Luke has the same motif in here. The elder son is offended because his younger brother gets better treatment than he does. The possibility remains at the end of the parable that he may kill his younger brother. The story of Jacob Esau is also a classic story of a father with two sons. Once again, the younger son tricks his elder brother and gets his birthright and then his blessing. The younger son must flee for his life. When he returns many years later, there is a possibility that Esau, the elder brother, is going to kill him. The elder brother was mercy on his younger brother and forgives him in this second story. They are reconciled, and though they apparently never see each other after they reconcile. At least we do not hear about the elder brother killing the younger brother in this story. The parable in the today's scripture reading is the tradition and ends with the open question. What is the elder brother going to do? Is he going to kill him? Kill the younger brother? Or is he going to forgive his younger brother? That is the motive that runs through the story of a father with the two sons. Now, this parable has been read as a parable. Parable means it's a fake story about the forgiveness of sins. Its second part about the elder son often is not even told, as I said it before. So, that the whole point of the parable is lost. So today, I would like to encourage you and me to put ourselves in the shoes of the elder brother. Elder brother, or EB for short, here has nothing to do with the birth order or the gender. Parable is a parable, so we need to bring the principle out of it. So firstborns, or the middle ones, set aside your resentment about spoiled baby siblings. And the lastborns, or the middle child, set aside your feelings about bossy older brothers or older siblings here. In order to open up our hearing, we need to set aside this birth order stuff. But elder brother, like a prodigal son in this story, is a spiritual type in Jesus' parable. Two traits characterize us, EB, the church folks. First, we didn't reject home. We didn't reject home and family, faith, and country, and culture. We talked about how we respect each other, how to respect our family, how to respect church. That's why you are here. You are typical EB, elder brother. Me too, including myself. We may have left home geographically, but not relationally. Second trait of the EB, like you and me, is this. We didn't squander our family's most cherished resources. Prodigal sons did both. Parents want their sons and daughters to marry us, EBs. You would like to find the EBs for your daughters. So the babies will be responsible and caring for the family. Here, we know why. Because we know that babies are responsible and respectful and reliable. I know that many of you guys want us to marry your daughters or sons to the scouts. Because we know that the product of the scout ministry is respectful and responsible, and give loyalties to others in countries, in the community, and family, and they are reliable. When we had a hiring process of the kind, when he shows that he was an Eagle Scout, slam dunk, he was in right there. Because we know that he will give the loyalty to the organization, and his word will be carried through. Because we know the product of the scout ministry. We know that EBs are the decent people. And we want to hang around with them. While few of us say it out loud, many EBs think, if the world just had more people like us, EBs, it would be a lot better off. Prodigal sons, well, prodigal daughters, they do not think that way. Let me reconstruct the context of the parables for us, EBs, here. The story begins with the description of the younger son demanding his father to give it out, his inheritance, now while he's living. It's almost like your sons and daughters are asking, give me your will, half of your asset to me right now. Will mean it's after you pass it on, right? But it's this younger son, he's saying, give me your inheritance right now. This means, please die out right now. The asset you have is more important than you, your presence. But surprisingly, the father did not say anything about it, but let him pass. Let him have the things what he wants. So his father gave it away, the half of his assets to this younger son, as he desired. The younger son went off on his way with it and wasted all of it and ended up with nothing but hunger. He thought of his father and came back home with an apology, and the father welcomed him and threw him at the homecoming party. And this is the context. Then the elder brother came into the story. After a long day of work, he came into the house, or near to the house. He heard the sound of the music and dancing and party sounds, and he was kind of curious what is going on. So he asked one of his servants, what is all this music and dancing? And the servant tells him that his brother has come home. And then elder brother was not happy with it, but angry at that. Angry at the younger brother's coming home. The operative norm of the judgment here is that he is completely justified and righteous in his anger. Everyone can understand and identify with him more than they can identify with the younger brother. Nevertheless, when he refused to go in, the elder brother creates a major offense against the family according to the norms of that time. The father is embarrassed to go in and come out and beg his elder son to come in and join the party, join the celebration. But he did not. In the mind of E.B., like you and me, elder brother, he does not need a grace in here. He is so right on top of everything. He just needed what he has coming. E.B. hears grace and think unfair. So to his father, he said, verse 29, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobey your old orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friend. Wow. Working with and for his father is a privilege, but all of a sudden he has turned this grace and a privilege into imprisonment because he was so upset. Because his younger brother got grace from his father. His responsibilities are the token of the trust, but he has tasted only bitterness and resentment in here because he compared himself with his younger brother. Are we Ebes in mortal danger of turning the gift of Christian faith into, let's make a deal. I do this, and God, you owe me something. We are making a deal in here. Being in church is a privilege. Worshiping God is a privilege. Leading the worship is a privilege. Amazing grace. Singing in the choir is an amazing privilege, especially for those people who have a tone deaf ears and voice. Singing voice, hearing the singing voice is an amazing privilege. Playing the bell with a good coordination, it is amazing privilege. Person like me, I cannot coordinate well. And it makes a joyful noise and not joyful sound. Person like me, it is amazing privilege. But when we start to compare and making sale, let's make a deal out of this privilege. Well, you are getting this credit for you are doing, what you are doing. We need to be recognized on what we are doing. Oftentimes in the church, we compare the volunteer versus the paid staff in here. The work in the ministry is amazing. And then we need to pay everyone in here and there. Because we have no thought of the privilege in here. If I thought of the money in ministry, I would not be in the ministry, to be honest. Before I become a minister, I worked for LA, Los Angeles Unified School District, as a coordinator. I was in charge of the one region in the LA School District. The dollar I was getting from the school district cannot compare with the dollar I'm getting with from the church. But money was not the issue. As long as I have a roof over my head and a meal on the table, I just go happy with it because it is my joy. The joy I'm having in ministry cannot be taken or compared with anyone. Here, are we EBs in a mortal danger? Are we comparing ourselves with our younger brothers, a little grace they are getting in here? Good news comes to the elder brother through the father. One second. It comes before he says a single word. He leaves the banquet he hosted. And he was with the elder brother outside the banquet. And is saying, son, not the slave, son, you are always with me. And all my stuff, what more is there to give? Can you hear the sadness in his voice, the voice of father? What the father thought was love and trust, the intimacy, the elder son has felt as a slavery. The parable does not end there. The father invites the Ebi, elder brother, to recognize the appropriateness of the father's mercy for the younger brother. By saying, verse 32, this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. The gesture at the end of this is a gesture of peace. The theme of this parable is related to the prayer that Jesus taught his followers. Forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. The parable invites us, Ebes, to ask, will you, as the elder brother, forgive your younger brother or kill him? Oh, brothers, Ebes, we need to finish this parable, this story, in our Lenten journey right now. Let us reflect how we are behaving as Ebes. What kind of attitude we are having at the light of God's mercy and Father's mercy. The Father is asking us to forgive, but the choice is ours. Amen.